This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All righty, we continue coast to coast. It is the Zach Gelb Show on the Infinity Sports Network. You know, when I just graduated Temple University in Philadelphia, my first job out of college, I was a jack of all trades, radio host and producer and board op and program director. And I was in the Trenton and Princeton area. They would send me out to Arm & Hammer Park, and I would do all these broadcasts live for my afternoon talk show. And it was always a big event whenever the Yankees affiliate would play up against the Phillies affiliate. And I was just getting my career started. I got a chance to meet Rhys Hoskins, who was just getting his career started. And we had a good conversation, and living in Philadelphia for all those years, I was able to follow his career. So we're going to talk to Rhys Hoskins right now, who's now with the Milwaukee Brewers. And he was just awarded two MLB Players' Choice Awards by his peers for his longtime support of the Muscular Dystrophy Association, the number one voluntary health organization in the U.S. for people living with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and related neuromuscular diseases. Rhys, always appreciate your help. Congratulations, and thanks so much for doing this.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I appreciate the love and support, as always. You know, you're throwing a little Arm & Hammer Park in there. You're bringing me all the way back. So, I appreciate you having me. The awards are awesome. There's many, many more people that deserve more credit than I do, but a humbling honor nonetheless.
And we'll talk about your work with for a great cause in just a bit, but I'll never forget that day when I was interviewing you, and right, you were young, and I'm like, tell me something that the world doesn't know about Rhys Hoskins. And you go, well, I have a little bit of a sock collection. Like, anytime there's a big event, you always have a special sock. So I have to ask you, how is the sock collection these days?
That's so funny you remember that. I have to say, I may have grown out of that a bit. I definitely, you know, I have certain socks for different occasions or holidays or anything like that. It definitely leaked into my wife's superstition a little bit. She's got a few socks that she considers lucky and have worn throughout my career, and good things have happened at games that she's worn them. So, hey, if it works, it works. I don't want to mess that up, but not as big of a sock collector as I used to be in my time in the minor leagues, for sure.
This past season, as Rhys Hoskins is here with us, what did it mean to you individually after going through what you did in 2023, right before the season starts, tearing your ACL?
Yeah, I mean, look, just to get back on the field, right? What was goal number one? A year is a long time. And especially for somebody or an athlete that is playing professionally, it probably means you've played your whole life, you know, not just during the season. So I'm, you know, in thinking back, I'm not sure there's ever been a year where I've gone without playing. So just the sheer accomplishment of getting back on the field, I think, is something that I was proud of this year. I made it in, you know, over 130 games, which is a little low for my norm, but again, coming off a pretty major injury and trying to figure out how to be a big leaguer, how to be successful, what it feels like in September again when, A, the games mean the most, but your body's probably the most tired. So just figuring out all those things again was an adjustment again for me, but super proud that, you know, for the most part, I was able to stay on the field and, knock on wood, avoid any, you know, lingering knee issues in 2024.
Rhys Hoskins here with us as we get to the World Series. I was at the game last night. Dodgers take the 3-0 series lead. Freddie Freeman hits another home run, right? He has been through a lot, obviously, with his family and then going through injuries as well. Just to see what Freddie has been able to do in this World Series so far. As you know, they get one more victory, it looks like he's going to be the MVP. Just, you know, what does that kind of mean to you?
I can't say I'm surprised, right? Having spent the bulk of my career in the NL East playing against this guy, I've seen him get every big hit, whether it was a home run or just like a little bloop shot to left field. It's just a professional hitter. He's the guy you want at the dish in big situations. I think I saw last night that he's five games in a row with a home run in the World Series, tying a major league record. So, again, none of this I'm surprised by. He's just a key cog in any lineup that he finds himself in, and especially with those two guys at the top of their lineup in Shohei and Mookie. He's coming through in every big situation with those guys on base. So we'll see if the Yankees can kind of turn this series around and create a little momentum tonight at home. But to see Freddie doing Freddie things is really cool for him, like you said, after the year that he had. But I don't think to anyone's surprise that's watched him over his career.
And you touched on the lineup, Breece Hoskins, just 1 through 9, they're absolutely loaded. But then at the top, it's like, okay, if you get Ohtani, then you got to go to Betts. And then if you get Betts, you got to go to Freeman. There's just no way that you could exhale up against this team. You being around a lot of great baseball players, when you've been in the opposite dugout, whether he was, you know, in Anaheim or, you know, he was with the Dodgers this year, is it just like a different vibe knowing how much Ohtani means to the game? And when you're in the other dugout, is it like, wow, we're really witnessing history right now?
Yes, 100%. Yes. He's the type of player that you kind of always know when he's up or what he's doing, or you look ahead to see if he's pitching. Obviously he didn't pitch this past year, but he's just kind of that player that you're always kind of aware of. And rightfully so, right? This guy can do things on the field that, there are very few people on this planet that can do. So, yeah, it's been incredible to see him finally in the playoffs come up with a few big moments. Hopefully he avoided a big scare with the shoulder, but you could kind of see even his presence, even if he may not be 100%, his presence in that lineup just makes it go. And they were able kind of to jump on the Yankees quick yesterday and got some good pitching to kind of finish that game.
On the flip side, get into the Yankees, Breece Hoskins. Like, every player knows what it's like to be in a slump, and you know what it's like to be in a slump in a big city, you know, a big passionate city when you played in Philadelphia. For Aaron Judge this postseason, I know they're in the World Series, but he's batting like .140, has 20 strikeouts. Just when you have all that pressure mounted on you, what do you try to do? Is there any secret sauce that you could come up with that gets you to break the slump? Or is it just, hey, you get one big hit and then it just opens up and you can breathe a little bit?
I was going to say, if there's a secret sauce and you know about it, please let us know. bottle it up, make more of it. But yeah, I mean, look, it's a tough game, especially at this stage, right? You're facing the best team, most likely really, really good arms. The Dodgers staff's done a really good job, I think, of just keeping them off balance. Whether that's busting them inside or kind of staying away from him with some breaking ball stuff. The timing just seems to be a little bit off, and that's what happens. I always have a saying, and I say this to guys, I heard it from Jay Bruce, a long time, really successful player. He always used to tell me, just got to get to the box, man. The hardest part is in between your at-bats, you know, with self-talk or outside noise or anything like that. But if you can find your way to the box, some special things can happen. And I think especially with a player like Judge, he can impact the game with one swing. As long as he keeps getting to the box, he's got a chance to do something special.
We're on some radio stations across the state of Wisconsin. So I know we talked about your individual season, but as a team, I know back and forth, crazy around in the wild card, but how do you kind of look back at the team success this season, even though it didn't end obviously the way that you guys wanted it to?
Yeah, definitely a bitter ending. You know, we get the situation that we want in that last game, and the game always finds a way to kind of do something that you don't necessarily think you're going to see that day. Pete comes up with a big homer off probably the best reliever in baseball over the last 5 years. But, you know, from a full season standpoint, I think there was some surprise from the outside about what we were able to do as a team, but I don't think on the, you know, within our clubhouse, especially coming out of spring training with a little momentum, having a good camp, that any of us were surprised by the type of baseball that we were able to play. We're exciting. We're young. We're fast. We put pressure on teams. I say we, including myself, and being fast. but, you know, we put pressure on teams, and you couple that with adding a few guys or having a few guys in your lineup that have the ability to slug, and you're able to put up a lot of runs like we were able to throughout the season. So, yeah, we surprised people, I think, on the outside. But, you know, the expectations from within were that we were going to challenge for the division again, and we'll be able to do that, you know, over the next couple of years as well.
So you talked about your speed. I'm a Met fan, so I remember what happened on opening day with you and McNeil. I still don't get it, but what was kind of going through your mind in that viral moment?
You know, honestly, just playing the game was really the only thing that was going through my head. You know, certainly the Mets and the Phillies, especially when I was there, but I guess the Mets and me specifically have had some moments over the last 6-7 years. But regardless of who was standing on second base, that's the slide I was going to take, because given the situation of the game, we're trying to score an extra run late in the game. I'm just trying to give our guys another at bat to try to score some more runs so that we win the game. I wish it didn't turn into what it was. I don't think that it needed to, because I think that may make some guys hesitate, you know, going forward about playing the game hard. I'm not trying to ever hurt anybody. I'm just trying to play the game the way I was taught coming up. So hopefully that's the way that it will be remembered as. But a nice way to reintroduce myself back into the league, I guess, opening weekend.
And, you know, like when a moment like that happens, we could all be children to some extent. When you're doing the crying thing, I'm just wondering, what's the conversation with your wife like after the game, after that moment's all over the internet?
Mostly laughter, probably some regret, just because being in the limelight like that is not something that I would usually sign up for. But like you said, emotions get the best of you sometimes. Competitiveness gets the best of you sometimes. Hopefully it endeared me to some of the Brewers fans, and got us off on the right foot as the season went along.
And before we let you run, tell me about the great work that you're doing with the Muscular Dystrophy Association.
Yeah, something that's very near and dear to me and my wife's heart. We got involved early on in our life, back in high school as camp counselors. Summer camp was really what kind of showed us some of this pure joy that a lot of kids living with these neuromuscular diseases just don't get to have, right? They get to go away to summer camp, be a kid for a week, be around kids that look like them, that are going through a lot of the same problems. So just get to go be normal, really. But we've kind of continued on with our work, just creating relationships with families, trying to create more awareness about these diseases is something I think that really is, you know, plan number one, just getting more talk about this, trying to help fundraise, create awareness to help find a cure. Our main goal, Jamie, my wife and I's main goal, is all of those things, but we're always connected to summer camp in some sort. So we try to send as many kids as we can to those camps in the Milwaukee region this year, but hopefully, you know, nationwide as we continue along with our work. We've really enjoyed it. We've created meaningful and, you know, hopefully long lasting relationships with kids and families, but also the people and volunteers that do great work across the country for the Muscular Dystrophy Association. So a fight we're going to continue to fight, volunteering is really the biggest way to make a difference with these organizations. So if you have time, and can, you know, get out there and help in any way you can, that's the biggest resource that all these associations are looking for. So we're going to continue. We look forward to that, and hopefully we'll see many more people out there with us.
Well, an awesome message. And once again, I appreciate all the work that you and your wife, Jamie, do. We appreciate the time today. Thanks for doing this. Good to catch up again.
Yeah, always. Appreciate it, Zach. Hopefully we'll get a couple wins here from the Yankees. We'll get a good series for baseball.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.